And fifthly and lastly, imagination is a pillar of the FWBO. It's obviously difficult to describe imagination in the same way that I've described the four other pillars. In fact, I was even quite doubtful, quite uncertain, whether I should call this particular pillar imagination at all. At one time I thought of calling it the pillar of vision. But then I thought, well, this could be confused with vision in the sense of perfect vision or insight, and it wasn't that quite that I meant. I also thought of calling this particular pillar the pillar of magic, or the pillar of mystery, or the pillar of myth. But in the end, I decided on imagination. So even this is not really very satisfactory. I could, of course, give you the dictionary definition of imagination. I could even read you an extract from Coleridge. But I think this would not help very much. So, instead of doing any of those things, I'm going to ask you to do something I don't usually ask you to do. Something which I should perhaps ask you to do rather more often. I'm going to ask you to use your own imagination. Your own imagination should be able to tell you what imagination is. At least you should be able to have an imagination of imagination. Your own imagination should be able to tell you where to look for this particular pillar of the FWBO, whereabouts in the temple, as it were. But let me give you just a few hints. You should look for this particular pillar of the FWBO. Look for imagination in the realm of myth, especially in the myth of the order, the myth of the movement. Should look for it in archetypes and ideals. Should look for it in poetry, in the broadest sense of the term. More concretely, should look for it in ritual and ceremony. Should look for it in meditation. Should look for it in the scriptures, especially in some of the great Mahayana sutras. Should look for it in the fine arts. Should look for it in all these places and in many others. And if we do this, well, we shall get at least a glimpse of imagination. And we'll be able to see that imagination, as I've called it, is in truth one of the pillars of the FWBO. These, then, are the five pillars of the FWBO. Ideas, practices, institutions, experiment, and imagination. These are the five mighty pillars of our temple. The temple that is still very much in process of construction. The temple in which we live, or at least in which we gather from time to time. So, let us learn to recognize these five pillars of the FWBO for what they are. Let us familiarize ourselves with them. Let us know our temple. Let us know our movement. Let us know ourselves. Let us realize that ultimately it is our ideas, our practices, our institutions, our experiment, our imagination, that are the five pillars of the FWBO.